Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. I tell you, we had quite a week. Nobody will believe. And listen, I want to thank all the people that sent the emails in, who sent emails in asking questions. Later on in the show, I'm going to talk about they want to know how do a person steal a whole a radio station. I'm going to talk about that, and also talk about how this, you know, the guy getting lieutenant pay when he left the police department. He was a corporal. I answer those questions sometime today. Right now, I want to talk about the and I appreciate the emails. Keep them coming. Keep them coming and keep calling, because it's not that I'm putting you in on the back burner, but I want to talk about something else just for the day. And here it is. It is hard to believe that in the year 2022 that we have a county of Michigan with a legal system this antiquated and racist. What is even harder is that no one at the state or national level is taking action to remedy the situation, because most of the time they don't care. Black people don't even care about racism until they have to go to court or when they have to deal with the legal system. That's the only time they care about the legal system. If I used to try to get people to come to the courthouse and march and stuff like that, the first thing come out of their mouth, I'm not going over there messing with those people. And then when they turn and come, they don't have nobody to help them. And then they feel like fools, because that is just the way it's set up to be. And they got black people fighting against black people. They got, you know, they got their own little Sambos working with them. And they're happy that black people do not come and stand up for what's right, then stand up for their children. Because what we would have did 20 years ago would have helped our children today. Some of that racist stuff that they was doing, they couldn't get away with it if we did what we supposed to do. We don't do what we supposed to, then we cry like babies. We talk about the justice system. This, yeah, but you should have been fighting a long time ago. Don't just fight for yourself. Just don't fight for your members of your own family. If you do that, you missing the whole boat. Then you get mad because it didn't turn out the way you want it to be. You see, we're talking about a system, you know, a system of racism. That's what it is. The system has been fed with racism. It's like taking a pill to keep racism growing and growing and growing until it gets to where it is today. See, we just don't get it. We're so busy doing nothing. We're the busiest people there is in the whole wide world. And we're not busting the grape. Every single day, we got something to do. Every day. Even though it's nothing, but we still got something to do. Every single day, we got something to do. Every day. Oh, I got to go do this. Oh, I got this to do. You see? And that's how the racism have grown to where it is today. You see? And here's the thing. Some of us might even have to take a bullet. Because in order to make this thing happen, something dramatic has to happen. You see? And they're not just your family. Oh, I know you come out and fight when it's your family, but what if it's your neighbor? What if it's the child down the street? What if it's your little girl? Will you come out then? Of course not, because you're too busy. You're too busy doing nothing. Then when your turn comes, you have nobody. How they say this thing, first they came for the Jews, and I wasn't Jewish, so I didn't do nothing. Then they came for the other people, but I didn't do nothing because I wasn't part of the other people. Then they came for me, and there was nobody left to stand up for me because I didn't go out and help them. You know, you can't leave those who helped create this problem in charge of a solution. That don't work. And remember, the law, the legal system, is like bleach. It works perfect for whites, but destroys people of color. Let me say that again because it's crucial that you get the full meaning of this. The law system is like bleach. It works perfect for whites, but destroys people of color. And stupidity is contagious. First, it destroys you and attacks your children and then your grandchildren. We have to stop this stupidity. We have to stand up for what is right. You see, they're trying to belittle you any way they can. You see, and don't depend, do not depend on the media. We have the resources now to make our own media, which is crucial. Use this internet like never before. Show the world where we at. You know, as a people that has been traumatized for 450 years of abuse, mistreatment, and torture to this day, and even though we may look like a people of no hope, God has chosen us, you see. But we got to learn to be in fellowship with God. If we're not in fellowship, he's not going to come forward, you see. And that is very, very important. You know, not everything that is faced can be changed. But nothing can be changed until it is faced. That's right. Never, ever, ever underestimate the power of stupid people, especially in a large group or a small city. Never, ever underestimate the power of stupid people in a large group or small city. See, this is how they pin us down. First, they attack our education system. You see, you know, to get a high school diploma at Ben Harbor High School is like graduating from the eighth grade. You know, it's the equivalent of a grade school graduation, you see, because they never had that critical thinking part of their education. You see, they don't know. They listen to white folks. They believe white folks. They believe that white folks don't do the right thing, which we all know anybody with common sense will tell you they have never done the right thing. Not all, but most. They have never done the right thing. If they can figure out a way to destroy you, they will. That's what they do. And then they try to make you the best. You can get shot and killed by the police, and you become the bad guy. You know, even though you had nothing. You had your hands up, or you were running away. They shoot you in the back. You become, see, the media makes you as a black person the bad guy. And we accept it. One guy told me the other day, which is so, so incredible. He said, "God, these guys should stop running away. They wouldn't get killed." Well, that's not a reason for you to kill me. If that's a reason for you to kill me, then look. Well, I need to stop running. Hey, look at this. They don't shoot white folks when they run away. They don't shoot white folks when they kill 10, 15 people. Sometimes they take them to Burger King to get them a hamburger. And nobody ever says, the media never plays that part up. But you as a black person, you got to love life enough for God's progress. Everyone's future depends on it. Everything you do from now on should be for the future, not only of your children, but my children. Everything I do is for the future of your children and my children. I don't do it for me. There's nothing that I can do that's for me. I don't need nothing. I don't want nothing in reference to that. All I want is justice for our community. And I've never seen it. I never, in all my years of living, I have never witnessed justice. Never. And I never will. Not in my lifetime, because they don't have to. They're in control of everything. Constitutions. One for blacks and one for whites. And the whites utilize their constitution against you and everybody else. Black people, if they stuck together, if they stood firm, they could change a lot of things. But we have so many sellouts. So many sellouts. And they think it's all right because they get them a car. You know, they can wear a suit, you see. And they believe it's okay, and you're supposed to honor them. If you're stupid enough to honor them because they're wearing a suit and got a car, then you're just as sick as all the rest of them. But I want to talk about the election. The sample of the year. Well, before I get to that, let me say this. There's two questions that I need to answer. The two questions that I need to answer: how do a person steal a whole radio station? Now, here's how it happened. Charles Kelly was the owner of 105.3. He was the owner. He actually set up a foundation, so he didn't know he was going to die, but he died 10 years ago. Then his wife, Teresa Kelly, became a board member, and here's what's important. This guy, Ron Singleton, bullied her, until she didn't want to come back no more, and that's when they took over the radio station and started utilizing for their own personal use. They actually stole the radio station. See, right now, the license is in Charles Kelly Foundation. They're trying to maneuver now. This is what, you know, because they know that I know about it. They're trying to maneuver. They're trying to get another radio station to take over the license. If they do, it's illegal. You see, that's illegal. That's when the FCC going to come in. But he actually utilized his strength and took over the radio station, and he's like a bully. He decides who's going to be on somebody else's radio station, and the people allow him to get away with this. I don't want to see him arrested because we need your radio station, you see. But his day is going to come. It's going to come because one of the things that he did right now, he's a retired police officer who got shot in the butt. I believe it was the butt. Somewhere he got shot. He was running away. He was like Don Knox. You know how Don Knox, when the gun go, he drops the gun. He dropped the gun. The guy shooting. Something mess like that. I don't know the whole story because I don't want to know because this guy's a straight-up coward. But they retired him because his friend was Walker. Walker was the superintendent. I mean, he was the chief of police, his friend. His good friend was a chief of police. And they worked out a scheme where they could utilize the pension fund, take money from there without anybody knowing. But they got caught. Walker signed a consent agreement. Him and Singleton were both milking the funds. Milking it. They was milking the pension, the police pension fund. But they finally got caught. Resigned as chief of police. Singleton was retired. He was a corporal or something. I don't know what he was, but he wasn't a lieutenant. And Walker set it up so he didn't promote him to be a lieutenant. He just said he was a lieutenant. And that's how that was. They've been stealing money from your children, Ron Singleton, He's a commissioner now. Probably doing the same thing, stealing money from your children and the future of your children, and you're not going to do nothing. You're probably going to say something about me, but I don't care. You see, and, you know, most of y'all can't even carry my, I ain't going to even say it, not on the radio. But this is how y'all do. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate to y'all think this way. But let me tell you, we do have a new leader for the Sambo of the Year Award. Judge Maybelline Mayfield has shot up there. She now has 6,125 votes for the Sambo of the Year. Marcus Singer, the mayor of Benton Harbor, is in second place with 6,075 votes. In third place, Commissioner Dwayne Seats, the Slimeball of the Year, at 5,840. Then you have Ron Singleton. He's moving up there. He's up there. He's at 5,810. And his mama, this is the first time a mother and a son ever was nominated for the Sambo of the Year Award. And I tell you, those are two butt kisses that, you know, that you don't want to be around. You know, they sneak around and do stuff. One of them, the commissioner himself, he's a drunk, you know. Every time he go to the bar and pee on himself, and then he touched the glass and it leaves the print of blood. He got blood all over himself. One day I was in the doctor's office. He come in there, wanted to shake my, I don't shake no bloody hand, you know, no matter what it is. You know, you might want to shake it, but I don't play that. I don't play with these dudes, because you play with them, believe me, they'll find a way to take advantage of you. That's how they do. So remember this. This is the first time in the history of the Sambo of the Year Award that we have a mother and a son. And, you know, she got 55,575 votes. He got 58,840 votes. But he's there. He's right where, you know, it's going to be close. Because I want people to give Seats some love. Give him some love, you know. Let's see, can we give him some love? Let's let him know that we love him, you know, that we really want him to be the Sambo of the Year. But it's going to take everybody willing to go out here and do this. All you have to do is email me, BANCO9342 at SBCGlobal.net. Get your vote in. Get it in. Also, we have Dan McGinnis, the chief of police. He only got 5,260 votes. But pull this out. He's only down by 800 votes. So those of you who are out there, give these people some love. They deserve it. They deserve to be the Sambo of the Year Award. And what we're going to do, we're going to make sure they get it. We're going to have a dinner in December, and we're going to invite them to come and pick up their awards. If they don't, we're going to send a special delivery to their house. So make sure that they have it and they have to sign for it. That's how we're going to deal with it. But we're doing what we need to do. We're making it happen. Because Judge Mayfield, I'm glad she has shot to the top, because that's crucial. Because they've been selling babies for a long time, and she's been doing it for over 20 years, you see. And then, you know, Marcus Singer, the mayor here, I would say he's the lowest person. We don't even know how many people he had killed with this war. We don't know. We have no idea. And then we have the one and only, we have the combination of Ron Singer, the man who stole a radio station. He actually stole a radio station. He didn't pay as a lieutenant and wasn't a lieutenant. And also, here's something else. They raided the police pension fund and never was prosecuted for it, because Walker signed an agreement that he would pay the money back But before he left town. They said he was a good guy. I don't know. I never really got a chance to meet him. But I guess everybody is a good guy to the people in Benton Harbor. Except if you're doing something to help the people, then you become a bad person, you see. But I'm not mad. I'm telling you this. I am not mad. Matter of fact, I am so happy that we're able to make this happen that it's amazing. But anyway, I got to bring in my first guest, Annette. I know that she's at some kind of conference, and I know that she's going to tell us all about them. I'm going to give her enough time to talk about where she at and what she needs to do. And we're gonna do what we need to do. You know, we're going to make sure that everything we do is right on, right on, right on. Let me bring in my first guest, Annette, and tell us where you at and tell us what you're doing. Talk to me, Annette.
Well, good evening and shalom to all of our family. I'm going to give everybody an opportunity, please. This is very important. There's a video on YouTube. It's 50 trillion offshore hidden, $50 trillion offshore hidden. And this is with James S. Henry. James S. Henry. Now, what I'm going to do, Reverend Pinckney, I'm going to bring in my guest, Miss Doris. Miss Doris, are you there?
Oh, yes. Hey, good day to you. Hey there.
Okay. And please,
absolutely.
Everyone,
how
please
you doing, Doris?
Get your paper and pen because we're going to be giving some information. Please go get, we're getting ready to distribute it, this $50 trillion. And we need every single person to get your paper and pen so you can be able to pass it to our family members, church members, your schools, your organizations, the veterans. We want you to put it on your social media. We want you to put it on the local newspaper, your local TV station. This is something that is very, very important. And make sure whatever you do, you tune in again on tomorrow. We're going to give Reverend Pinckney the information, and we want to make sure anybody who don't get it today, you get it tomorrow because we're getting ready to distribute it. Listen now, we're getting ready to start passing this money out, and you want to be in. So get your paper and pen and take it away, Ms. Doris, right now. Hello?
We're listening. Go ahead.
Doris, are you there?
Okay, Annette. Yes.
Okay.
We had
okay.
a bad connection there for a second.
Okay.
Yes, we have now found that hidden wealth that had been hidden for well over 120 years. And it just so happens that there were an investigation that took place. And this was, 2015, I believe. And with 600 reporters, and it took them to 115 countries or so. And they traced it all back to the state of Louisiana in a town known as Anfley. And Annette and myself are just a couple of the heirs. And there are probably some listening on the line. And so this is what we're here to do, is just to spread the word and to let people know that they should check out unclaimed property in their state, because they never know if their name is on something, if there's a blessing with your name on it. Okay. And Annette, something you want?
Yes. Okay. Well, again, this is the distribution. We have actually received it. I've already filed, and I just received on Friday the filings from California in the federal court. moving forward and getting the wealth. And we need, this is very important, please, 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 whoever our spiritual leaders, because to whom much is given, much is going to be required. And we want to have faithful stewards over this wealth. It will not be tolerated, and that was the one thing that the Davis brothers, and I'm so proud of what they did and what they accomplished, because of the fact that they made sure that no man was too rich, no man, every man a king and every woman a queen. Please go to your YouTube video, Huey P. Long, Huey, H-U-E-Y, P. Long. All of his speeches that are on YouTube, every last one of his speeches are talking about the wealthy and the redistribution of wealth, the spreading of the wealth among the among everyone. And this is very, very, very important. As you said, Reverend Pinckney, we have had people who have sold us out for a car, for a house, or for a couple of dollars. And it's very interesting to me. I've actually been watching a lot of documentaries, and almost all of the documentaries with wealthy blacks, they have been wealthy, and when it was time at their final days, they were very poor. And this is not just getting wealth. It is going to be mandatory. Tory, it doesn't matter if you're a doctor or a ditch digger, that you must take financial literacy classes. And again, it's nothing more than to educate you how to have your proper paperwork so your wealth is passed from one generation to the next generation. We also very much encourage you, very, very much encourage you that you get a family home-based business. And it can be anything. It can be Legal Shield. It can be Amway, Tupperware. It can be anything. You just pay no more than $100 to be a member. And some of these are pyramid where when you're getting other people in, you get money. And when you're selling the product, you're getting money. So this is a win-win situation. However, you will be able to be in a tax status that is going to give you more write-offs, that give you more money back in your pocket. And we also suggest, I've been doing research on the research. Ms. Susie Allman has this particular financial advisor workbook that is worth investing in, how to put your legal papers and your documents in such a way, it doesn't matter if you're alive or if you're dead, if something tragic even happened to you or tragic happened to your beneficiary. These are ways to be able to move assets and protect assets and be able to have them to grow. Again, the Davis Brother generational wealth has now been confirmed by Mr. James S. Henry, who has been actually investigating tax havens, he says, since 1985. So again, I invite you to please go to YouTube, do a dollar sign, put in 50, and then spell out trillion, because that's a whole lot of zeros, and $50 trillion offshore with James S. Henry. Pull that up. He's going to confirm what we're saying. Also, go to your YouTube. Go to the same YouTube. We want you to research, pull it up. Congress examines $32 trillion hidden Pandora Papers. Again, Congress examines trillion hidden Pandora Papers. Now, this is where your, this is where Congress, and this is what we're saying. We are not making this up. Congress, actually, after Ms. Hicks, Ms. Doris Hicks just said, that was a hearing in Congress and said, where 600 journalists went to 117 countries, and it has, this wealth has come back, and 53 minutes into this video, you're going to hear Ms. Erica Hanacek says, it's a family with a major interest in a lumber company that evaded paying $200 million in taxes. And I'm just saying how much money you got to have to pay $200 million in taxes. But 53 minutes into that video, they're talking about a lumber company and evading $200 million. Well, we weren't evading paying $200 million when we submitted to IRS who we are, the family Bible, the research from the Mormons Family Research Center that shows and validated the same names that were on the family Bible. And we have submitted our birth certificate showing our direct descendants of the Davis Brothers Lumber Company. And again, the Davis Brothers Lumber Company had over 300 employees. We wanted to be understood, over 1,500 black farmers in the North Louisiana area. And they had put all of their wealth together, over 66,000 acres, over 350 oil wells, over 69 natural gas wells. And this was back in 2007. And it, on a daily basis, is continuing. Every time the gas go up, we get richer. So it is very important that everyone get their wealth that belongs to them and they claim it. It is so important that you understand this is unclaimed wealth, and it's going to be mandatory. It's going to be mandatory that you fill out an IRS form, because, again, when you're talking $50 trillion, they are going to, trust me, track you. And it's so important that all of your paperwork is in. You want to have it accurate. You want to get out the information. And we're asking our black pastors and black churches to please come on and assist all of their members from legacy churches. And the legacy churches in the jurisdiction of the state of Louisiana is a jurisdiction on a global scale all by itself. It is a secret jurisdiction. However, the jurisdiction of the state of Louisiana also is a sovereign state. And if you notice when Nancy Pelosi was going to Taiwan, how China got very upset. They said, oh, no, you're not going to walk in on our sovereignty. So, again, mm-hmm. It's very important that we understand our status. Over here in the United States, you do not even need a passport. You can cross borders because of who you are, because we have companies around the world, and our cases that are in the federal courts within the jurisdiction of the United States, United States is number two for stealing and hiding our money. 130 billionaires, 330 politicians. We ask everyone, please, on your YouTube, do Pandora Papers. Pandora, P-A-N-D-O-R-A, Pandora Papers. And just look around the world now, because the other countries are speaking up and speaking out. I find that even in the United States, they don't put it on the newspapers or the TV stations or the, you have to actually dig in the United States. And when you speak to the Congress people who were on the panel, staff will tell you, I don't even know what you're talking about. Now, this is how, again, as you said, Reverend Pinckney, we are some of the, this is, again, we have third world countries that are actually in a higher rank for education, because, like you say, we have all these game shows, and I promise you, if you're one of these people who watch these game shows and the soap operas on a regular daily basis, you are being targeted to be where you are distracted, and not only that, brainwashed, and tie your scheme. If you notice, look and see how many game shows are even coming on at nighttime now. This is just really, again, please do not be distracted by anything. It's going to take everyone, and we need, again, our churches and our pastors to really come on board. We need our black schools, especially our HBCUs. Our forefathers are some of the original founders of Grambling State University, and we want, as the Davis family, direct descendants, survivors, heirs, and agents, to please be able to come on and be able to be the forward leaders as our forefathers and mothers in not just getting the wealth, but make sure we maintain the wealth, make sure we have a vision for the wealth, make sure that everybody's on the same page and we're all moving on one accord. It is imperative that this must happen. So your churches and your schools, please, on your billboards, your community blogs, your newspapers and newsletters, on your social media, on your radios, on your announcements, it is imperative that every single student, every single church member, every single coworker, they know what they need to fill out. We all move forward. Now, the second part is to make sure that every single person, this is going to be mandatory in getting what belongs to us. It's our Operation Bin Laden Telethon. It is imperative that every single person call *67 and Governor Bel Edwards' telephone number. We're going to give that number to you, hang up, and call back. On *67, your number is going to be blocked out. Your number is going to be blocked out. But it's going to be imperative that we let the governor of the state of Louisiana know you let our people go. They actually have, again, our sister Belinda Parker Brown and the Louisiana United International. We have not heard from them since they actually filed this particular lawsuit against the state of Louisiana and wrongfully having Pastor Victor. And again, he's a preacher. He is someone who had a vision. He is someone who was moving the community forward. He wasn't just looking for himself. He wanted for his sisters and his brothers what he wanted for himself. And this is why we do need to speak up. Whenever somebody's not speaking to us, it is imperative for us. We speak for everybody because we are all a body of Christ. So, again, please, *67, Governor Bel Edwards. Phone number, we're going to get that number to you and try to get it out. Please, this is imperative. Number two, let them know you're calling about the Davis family so you can get the wealth, and we're also calling about the Victor family. And let our people go. I hope everybody is very much aware of Grandmaster Jay that's with the NFAC and how they want to take, now again, up there in Kentucky where they murdered Breonna Taylor. No one is answering for that, but because he actually, again, a weapon is pointed at any and all time, a weapon is pointed. And what is even pointed down is pointed. And they said because he pointed at someone, he may get 20 years. What kind of, no, Pharaoh, let our people go. This is a huge campaign. Blow the whistle around the world. This is a huge campaign. We need everyone to get whistles. This is important. Get it to your church members. You can start a family business just by selling whistles because every single person, we want you to have a whistle to blow the whistle. We want you to have a whistle when you are in danger. We want you to have a whistle even when you go to the club and party. It is very important that we blow the whistle and when we are out there marching about the contaminated water. And again, I can never stress enough, every black person, I know you've been seeing the advertisement with Camp Lejeune and the contaminated water. Do you know how much contaminated water? This is how I became to be on the government top list is when I became to be outspoken about the contaminated water at Mather Air Force Base. So it is considered imperative that every single person must come on and want a card, and we do what is done. What we must do in order to get what belongs to us. Now, when you go on this Davis Brother Lumber Company, this is very important. Please make sure you write all this down and you pass this information on. And the sooner everybody start getting this information, because what's going to happen is you're going to be at the end of the line. So we're trying to get people to really come on board. Okay, you're going to Google Davis Brothers Lumber Company, LTD, Ansley, A-N-S-L-E-Y, Louisiana. When you click on that, you want to click on the open corporate. Click on the open corporate page of the Davis Brothers. Open corporate. That is the company actual, the whole history and the company operating in real time. Once you click on that, the open corporate, click on the registry page. This is very important. Click on the registry page. You're going to see the Secretary of the State of Louisiana sitting up on the family business, LTD, of a black family. And this is where you see where it says get help. You want to click on that get help. When you click on the get help, fill in your information, fill in all your church members' information, fill in all your family members. Even you can use one email, all the different family members, and it's imperative that you fill each and every single family member. What happens is anybody who don't fill theirs out, they don't get their portion. So we want the pastors to go pull these roles from your churches. Because these are the original investors. And not only that, God is faithful to his word. He says he's going to give you a blessing that you won't have room to receive. And our forefathers and mothers, they were true Christians that says a good man and a good woman leaves an inheritance to their children, children, children. And I want you to know we are those children, and what they have for us, really, it's no room to receive it. So you make sure that you claim every single family member's portion now. Every single, because this is $50 trillion. And we wanted them to understand under the Huey P. Long, they said, listen, share our wealth. And we have share our wealth societies all over the country. And what they were doing was they were doing business with Tulsa and doing business with the Bruce family out there in California, doing business with the different other communities to help them to be successful. So, again, their forefathers and mothers invested into this $50 trillion. But anybody who will come on with us, you're part of the whistleblower lawsuit. Whistleblower lawsuit, anyone can participate in that, and that's around the world. And we'd rather help people who are helping us than people who are entitled to this inheritance, and they're doing nothing. If you don't do nothing, you don't deserve to eat, but it's very important that you understand if you don't fill out your paperwork, your portion will be distributed among the people who will. And that's just the way the game goes. We don't know who you are, but you know who you are. And if you don't claim your portion, and if you say, no, I don't want to participate, we really want to have that in writing. We want to have that in writing. And I have gotten several people. I really want to make it clear, too. And I made it very clear to them. I will be using these texts and emails as confirmation that you have been notified and you chose not to participate. And we're going to take their portion. And I want you to know these are some people with some big portions. So therefore, again, we're giving everyone that equal opportunity. However, we're not going to continue to wait just because they refuse to not do anything. So again, you want to go to Davis Brothers Lumber Company, LTD. We want everybody to know it's limited. And then Ansley, A-N-S-L-E-Y, Louisiana, click on the open corporate page, click on the registry page, and click on get help. Once you fill that out and submit it and let them know that you are not a robot, you will receive an electronic ticket. That will guarantee you that you are going to be getting a portion. And I, Annette Haynes Walker, will validate any ticket. If you click on there and you bring me a ticket, I will validate to make sure you will get a portion, even if it's mine. And I'm in control of my children, too. I'm just telling you. So, again, you want to go to the Davis Brother Lumber Company. You want to click on that. You want to also click on the registry page. Click on get help. And then submit your information and keep that electronic ticket and do it for all family members. And then you want to, again, get the information out. You want to also Star 67, the Governor Bell Edwards, demand. Because, again, you getting your portion. It's not just for me, because I promise you I got mine in my household. We got it on lock. But we want every single person to be able to be a part of this. And then once you become to be a part, we're going to help to teach you exactly what has been taught for us. And while I sleep, while I'm doing nothing, I'm making money. Thank you, Reverend Pitney.
Listen, and you know, let's make this happen, because
yes,
a lot of times my brothers and sisters, they wait until it's too late to sign up, so they get the opportunity to sign up. But listen, let's talk and let's make it happen. Let's do what we need to do. So, hey, thank you
so
much.
If it's okay with you, we're going to call back again tomorrow and make sure they have the information. And again, mm-hmm. we're going to keep on doing it until everybody who have come on, you mm-hmm. know, they have their portion. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wow, that is truly, truly amazing. I just got this question in the chat, and he want to know, how can a person steal a whole radio station and nobody say nothing? Well, you're living in a city, Benton Harbor. The first thing they did, they attacked our education system. And whereby attacking
yes.
the education system, they failed to, they knew exactly what they was doing. They knew that people would not have the ability to do any critical thinking. And he's one of them. He's one of the enemy. He's part of the group that's controlling the city of Benton Harbor and the black people. And the way he did it was a scientific, when Charles Kelly died, he was actually the owner of the radio station, Charles Kelly. He was also the owner of the newspaper, the Michigan Citizen newspaper. But when he died, his wife came here. And when she came here, she happened to be white. She was white. He was black. Charles Kelly was black. And what they did, see, they wouldn't have did that mess if Charles Kelly was alive, because he don't play that. But his wife, she's more tentative. And by her being tentative, he came in and they started bullying her. And every time they would have a meeting, they would be bullying this lady. And she just got tired of it. And then they took over the radio station, and he became the guy who he'd be double booking. He'd be doing everything, and nobody said nothing. I'm surprised the FCC haven't came in. I'm not going to call them myself, because I want Benton Harbor to have a radio station, and I don't want them to lose the radio station. And that's the only reason. Maybe I might be just as wrong as everybody else. I'm not really. My concern is that I think Benton Harbor, I look at the radio station as a tool, but this one is not a tool. This one is pitiful. But unfortunately, I'm not the one to reach out. So I hope that answered your question, because I think it's important that if you shoot me a question through the chat, I will answer it and maybe get you the right answer. I'll do what I can. That's a promise, and make it happen, because we live in a city where I think what they did, they started this process over 25 years ago. They started diluting our education system, you see. And what we have here, we have a bunch of people who are unable to think. You know, they like evil. Evil is good to them. Evil is good. And good is evil. They got it all backwards. But this is the mentality that we're dealing with in the city of Benson House. You will be so shocked at what these people will still be drinking contaminated water today if it wasn't for the Benton Harbor Community Water Council. They still, and you know, rather than applaud it, they were trying to ridicule it. This is how they operate. This is how they operate. On that note, I got to bring in James, because he got some very, very good information that I found out, and he found out. So I'm going to give him the opportunity to close us out. Talk to us.
Good evening, Reverend Pinckney.
Good evening, James. Good evening, James, and good evening again. I tell you, we've been just rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking, trying to get these folks to start thinking about the future of their children. See, this is what they don't understand, James. They don't understand it. They don't understand the children, our foundation.
They understand. What we need to do, we need to start understanding what has happened to the black race. And I hear you say, how could someone take over a radio station? Easy. National Network, Al Sharpton, Reverend Williams have taken over 910 AM radio station. It's the same thing. You don't get no black results dealing with these cats. This is why every race has come to this country has been rewarded. Only the black race, we must be the devil's children, because this is how they treat us. We got to be the devil's children. Why is it only the black race get the devil results of any president? Joe Biden has been in office over 2 years. Not one black speaker has said, Joe, what did you promise the black people? See, you don't hear that on 910 radio. 910 has been paid off. All the black radio hosts, they are under the hypnosis of Al Sharpton. This is what's going on in the city of Detroit. I hear the young lady from Louisiana speak about Breonna Taylor. Well, Miss, I would also like to let you know there was a 6-year-old black baby boy killed 2 years ago. So why don't you ask Reverend Al Sharpton, why don't he speak about that? The black baby was killed execution style. In the basement floor, shot twice in the back of the head. He didn't go get Maxine Waters or Martin Luther King or Emmett Till's nephew to speak about that, did he? So let's hold our other black speakers' feet to the fire. How do you kill a black 6-year-old baby that has done nothing to no one? I would like someone to ask Al Sharpton to explain that.
Well, why don't you tell us the story about the 6-year-old boy that got shot. Let's talk about that so they'll know.
They know. They need to stop listening to me. They need to start doing their research, because all of these black women, they know what's going on. They're scared to talk against Al Sharpton. That is what the problem is. Al Sharpton need to be investigated by the FBI, and National Network need to be shut down, because how can you allow an execution happen less than 20 miles from your national headquarters, and you don't mention nothing? That's just like all of these black pastors. No one came to Benton Harbor for the people that live in Benton Harbor with lead in the water. They go everywhere else. This is why we are treated like we're the devil's children. Why can't we be treated like all the foreigners? Why can't we get what they get? The foreigners come here. The president, vice president, make sure they get $450,000 cash because they was held in a cage. Look like black folks been in the cage since we've been in this country. We don't get nothing. The only thing Joe Biden has ever gave us is a black, young, pretty face to to speak on TV. He didn't give the foreigners that. He gives them money. He gives them land. He gives them hope. The only hope a black young man got in this country is to go to prison, because this is the only dream we got. Thanks to Al Sharpton, Reverend Williams, Sam Reynolds, the whole 910 AM radio crew, who has sold out the citizens of the city of Detroit. They have sold out. So let's stop talking about the next time there's a white cop killing somebody black, get you a white lawyer, file your own lawsuit. You do not need to join Al Sharpton. File your own lawsuit, get you a white lawyer. Don't get a black one. They done sold you out already. I would like all of these listeners to go on YouTube and pull up the execution style killing 2020, October the 2nd, of that 6-year-old black baby. Pull it up. Do your research yourself. And less than a month later, an 18-year-old was killed, shot in the back with the AK-47. Shot in the back at the gas station. Shot through the bulletproof glass. See, Al Sharpton won't talk about that. He won't talk about these foreigners, because this is who he sold us out to. This new drug going around in the city of Detroit got these young teenagers just killing, doing what they want to do. Ask Al Sharpton, where did that drug come from? He knows about the fentanyl, what all it's doing to only the black race. Someone needs to hold Al Sharpton feet to the fire. See, that 6-year-old baby got killed.
That fentanyl, they putting that fentanyl on marijuana now too, and we done had several people that OD'd here, so I can imagine how it is
right.
In Detroit with that fentanyl. That stuff is dangerous. I didn't realize.
That's right.
You hear what they said.
Well, see, you got to see where that fentanyl is coming from. It's only targeting the black race, and that's strange. They have a new pill out. It's called the blue pill. That's being pushed in the black community too. Al Sharpton, why don't you speak about that? You have sold out your people, so. Why don't you move to Russia? You said you wanted to go. We don't need you here. The black church is what has destroyed the black race. Ben Harbor had lead in the water. How many black pastors came up to Ben Harbor? How many black pastors said, Al Sharpton, why didn't you go to Ben Harbor? This is what the black women should be saying, instead of always want to join Al Sharpton when there's a white-on-black killing. When we have the national network's number one black terrorist killer is national network. That's the black killing organization. How can Dr. Martin Luther King, we keep using his name, what will King do? Well, King won't do what Al Sharpton is doing. That's for sure.
Yeah, I agree
and
with
Reverend
that one.
Reverend Payne, I want to thank you for letting me share this little time. But we must be the devil's children.
No, we ain't the devil's children. But here what I want to say. Listen, you can finish that up because we ran out of time. But I just want to say, don't forget people out there. Don't forget to vote. You can go to B-A, you can send an email to BANCO9342 at sbcglobal.net, and you can vote for your choice. And the candidates are Judge Maybelline Mayfield. Give her some love. She deserves it because right now she's in the lead. Then you can have Marcus Singer, the mayor of Benton Harbor. Give him some love. He needs love because he want to be out in the light. And then we have the mother and the son combination, the Wayne seats and Marletta seats, two of the scummiest people there is on the earth. And then we have Ron Singleton, the one who stole a whole radio station. And then we have the one and only chief of police here in Benton Harbor, Dan McGinnis. And
get your vote in. You can just email me and tell me, because the votes are coming. I am overly impressed with how many people have voted, and they continue to vote and vote and vote. And I tell you, I'm excited, because this is really something that that we really have gotten into, and it, believe me, it's going to spill over all across the country, because we're going to start calling out all these soundboats. And as my good friends say, talk about Sharpton is a straight-up Sambo, but the point is, we got to make sure we're doing what we're doing. I want to give a shout-out to my daughter. She's listening, and I love her, and I hope that she's listening tomorrow, too, because she's very, very special to me. And on that note, I hate to say this, but we have just ran out of time.